Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the ever-spinning world of dopamine highs and digital distractions. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when every day feels like a marathon with no finish line in sight? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That relentless cycle of exhaustion, the burnout monster lurking in the corner, it doesn't have to win. Today we're diving into building resilience against burnout and reclaiming that precious energy you deserve. Let's face it, life in the fast lane can be exhilarating, but it also comes with a heavy price tag, exhaustion. We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures, and the never-ending urge to keep up. It's like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle. Impressive at first, but ultimately unsustainable. But here's the good news. You can build your own personal fortress against burnout. Think of it as upgrading your mental armor, so you can not only survive, but thrive in this crazy world. First things first, recognize the early warning signs. Ever find yourself reaching for that third cup of coffee just to function? Feeling irritable or cynical more often than usual? Difficulty concentrating? Those are all red flags screaming, take a breather. Ignoring them is like ignoring a smoke alarm. Eventually, things are going to get out of hand. Next up, prioritize self-care. I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are awesome. It's about consciously carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, practicing mindfulness, or spending quality time with loved ones. It's not selfish, it's essential. Imagine a phone. If you never recharge it, it eventually dies. Self-care is like plugging your phone into the wall, ensuring you have the energy to keep going. Now, let's talk boundaries. Boundaries are your superpowers. They protect your time, energy, and mental well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take a break when needed. Think of boundaries like the fence around your garden. They keep the weeds out and allow your beautiful flowers, that's you, to blossom. Next up, embrace imperfection. We all have those days where we feel like we're tripping over our own feet. Trying to be perfect all the time is exhausting and ultimately unsustainable. Let go of that pressure to always be on top of everything. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate your wins. Learn from your mistakes and keep moving forward. Finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection. Spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. Build a support network of friends, family, or mentors who can offer encouragement, guidance, and a listening ear when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. Think about that time you felt completely drained after a hectic week. Maybe work piled up, social events left you feeling depleted, and you were just running on autopilot. Sound familiar? Now imagine taking a weekend getaway, a trip away from the daily grind where you could truly relax, recharge, and reconnect with yourself. Maybe you hiked through nature, read a book by the beach, or simply enjoyed peaceful moments of solitude. That's what we're aiming for here, to build resilience so that those tough weeks don't derail you completely. So, remember, building resilience against burnout is a journey, not a destination. It takes conscious effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to prioritize your well-being. By incorporating these five key takeaways into your life, recognizing the signs, practicing self-care, setting boundaries, embracing imperfection, and connecting with others, you can create a more sustainable and fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Commit to one small change this week that aligns with what we discussed. Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk in nature, saying no to an extra commitment, or scheduling some quality time with a loved one. Share your journey with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're building your own fortress against burnout. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.